We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would like to hear way more about global trends and relations and how what we do here affects others worldwide and what people worldwide do, how it affects us as well.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on Thursday, June 22nd. Thanks for tuning us in this morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Tropical Storm Cindy pounding the Gulf Coast.
Two.
XL Industries plans reorganization, and that will mean lost jobs at Heston plant.
One.
Man killed an officer involved shooting in Marion County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita remain at $1.99 a gallon, so still under that $2 a gallon mark, although they seem to have stopped going down penny by penny. So right now, just hovering right there at $1.99 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Yesterday's high was 93, so you won't be able to tell a whole lot of difference. We have a 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 69, and then Friday cooler. Again, with a 30% chance for rain. And tomorrow's high, 82. 94 today, 82 tomorrow. Now mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? Don't forget your hat for ultimate sun protection. Go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 647 now, Steve and Ted, VIP Wichita is out. The newest edition is available at all Dillon stores in the area. It's free. Pick up a copy of VIP Wichita today. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
Good morning, Don. The childhood home of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis has been put up for sale by its current owners.
Where's that?
Their asking price, $49.5 million.
Excuse me?
The circa 1919 Georgian estate sits on the banks of the Potomac River in McLean, Virginia.
$49 million?
Yeah. Washington Post says Steve and Jean Case listed the Marywood estate last week. Steve Case is co-founder of AOL and CEO of venture capital firm Revolution LLC. Jean Case is CEO of the Case Foundation and chairman of the National Geographic Society. The 23,000.
So they're not having trouble scraping together the mortgage payment every month.
No, they just want to downsize. The 23,000 square foot home includes 9 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, indoor and outdoor pools, and a lighted tennis court.
23,000 square feet, and it's only 9 bedrooms. Come on.
They're big bedrooms. Yeah.
Gotta be.
Bedroom's about size
with a bowling alley,
basketball court.
Jeez.
On Wall Street, energy stocks dove again Wednesday as oil dropped to its lowest price since last summer, extending their dismal start to the year. Standard & Poor's 500 index dipped just over a point. The Dow fell 57. NASDAQ actually rose 45 points. Americans are expected to put down the TV remote and hit the road in record numbers for the 4th of July weekend. Auto Club AAA says it expects 44.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home.
What's Troby Lundberg have to say about this whole thing?
2.9% increase over last year's record for the holiday. The vast majority will go by car, but airline travel over the holiday is also expected to rise for the 8th straight year. I don't know what Troby Lundberg, she monitors gas prices. Global liquor behemoth Diageo says it will pay up to $1 billion to buy a tequila brand co-founded by movie star George Clooney. Clooney founded the Casamigos brand 4 years ago with partners Randy Gerber and Mike Meldma. So he puts his name on a bottle of tequila, and all of a sudden he's a billionaire.
So it's $1 billion they're paying
$1
billion. Wow. Well, wow. Diageo owns half of the Scotch distilleries. Wow. I mean,
maybe we should try something, Ted. Maybe we could come up with a new... You know, something like Tang or something, where it's an alcoholic beverage in powder form. You mix it with water, and it costs.
Don't they make powdered beer and Japan or something?
Sounds delicious.
You may be onto something, Steve.
Sounds delicious. We could come up with some way to make a ton of money, right?
Well, we haven't yet.
We can invest it all with Don Grant, CFP Money Tracker. Don's talking about three things today. One of them was colleges. I can't remember the other two.
Well, it's all about colleges, careers, and jobs.
And jobs.
You know,
yeah,
what's the difference in all that stuff, you know? You ready for me to roll with this?
Go ahead, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Well, thank you for the intro. You know, I don't know too many recent high school grads who really know what they want to pursue as a career, and it's always been that way. I mean, many have declared that they want to do this or that because when you graduate high school, everybody wants to know what will you study?
Yeah.
I don't know the true statistics, but I would venture that 70% of them will not end up graduating from college in the field of study they declare as a freshman. I know from what I speak, as I have a daughter who recently graduated from high school and another who is going to be a junior in college next year. It's been a rough journey watching our oldest as her interests in various subjects wax and wane. Thank goodness they have a good core program at the school. I believe that we've settled on an area of focus now, but I'm not sure within that major will be more learning and changing. Well, think about your own situation. If you went to college, are you working within the field of study you pursued as a freshman in college? Well, if you didn't attend college, are you doing what you thought you would do at age 19? Probably not. So unless you're committed to a profession, say like engineering or medicine or law, chances are pretty good that you will be successful at something that you may not have even studied in school. Newspaper and online reports from 2013 through 2016 cite that anywhere from 27 to 45% of college grads actually work in the career fields of study. For some, it is a matter of finding a job within their specialty. Others may start in their field, but their interests and opportunities take them down a different career path. These statistics don't mean that it's not important to get an education. In my daughter's case, she needed exposure to several areas that are covered in her core freshman and sophomore classes to find something that she is passionate about. I suspect that she'll initially work in that field, but will probably migrate to where opportunity and interests take her over time. Whatever you do, keep an eye on long-range goals like retirement and professions that will have a paycheck associated with it. Work, put it away, and keep that slush and emergency fund stocked just in case you need to buy some time between opportunities. And, of course, if you have any questions about how to do this all, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Used to see statistics where a person going to college is going to change their major to two or three times at least.
Yeah.
And my daughter started out going kind of in one direction and wound up in business and accounting.
Yeah.
And my son, however, he knew what he was going to do, and he sailed right through.
Right. So you generally need to have it pretty much down by your junior year.
Yeah.
You know, where you want to go. And you know what? Even if you don't follow that career path, get the sheepskin, and you'll at least be qualified for something in the realm, you know.
There's some young person out there right now who's planning college saying, I don't know what courses I have to take, but I'd like to be on the Steve and Ted show someday.
I'm sure that
how many times have we heard from young people saying, gosh, I'd sure like to do what you guys do?
Countless.
In fact,
the problem is they need to be either named Theodore or Steven.
Yeah, or we'd have, you could change the name of the show. It wouldn't take much,
Okay.
Today is National Chocolate Eclair Day.
Ooh.
A light, crispy pastry filled with a pastry cream.
Oh, whipped
I don't have an eclair, but look what I've got right here.
Oh, you got Hostess Cupcakes.
Hostess cream-filled cupcake. The chocolate outside, and then payoff, that creamy center.
With a 600-year shelf life.
I don't care.
That's why you're so well-preserved.
Yes,
Like
George Hamilton. National Chocolate Eclair
That's
Day.
A good day. I like that.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh.
6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Tropical storm cities creating some problems along the Gulf Coast. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.